You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, today we're going to put a spotlight on clinical research and innovation in healthcare. Now, a San Diego-based regenerative medicine company is pioneering a novel approach to treating chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or, as you may know it, COPD, a condition which affects over 400 million people worldwide and over 1.2 million across the UK. Joining us now to talk about this new treatment is co-founder and chief scientific officer and also acting CEO of SMS Biotech, Dr. Abdul Kader Ramo. It is so nice speaking with you today.
Pleasure to meet you, Paulina, and to talk to your audience.
Well, let's start with the basics. I feel like a lot of people are familiar with COPD, but how does it manifest and why are we seeing so many instances of it across the world? I mean, the number of 400 million people, that's such a big number. It's quite staggering.
Indeed, it is. And this is a disease that's so horrible. It's because it's a progressive disease and affects the individuals for a very long time, and it continuously worsens its state, and the symptoms become worse with time. So this disease is definitely affected also by pollution, and not just by smoking. There may be a factor that relates to that. But also the awareness of the disease is increasing. And in the past, there maybe have been some people who are undiagnosed, not correctly diagnosed with this disease. Today, we know more about the disease, and the number of people who are not diagnosed with the disease are less.
Yeah, because I feel like it's one of those conditions that the impact it has on when it comes to longevity and also just the far-reaching consequences of how it can impact your health overall is massive.
Yes, indeed. It causes the death of the individual by itself, but it affects severely the life's quality. I mean, being hooked to oxygen, not being able to walk at all. This is what you are facing with when the disease becomes severe. There is also coughing involved, some pain and all that. The constant fear of getting infected in the lung with a simple cold that may deteriorate the lung by 10% or more, and therefore bring the possibility of death coming and visiting all the time. You know, this is a horror, really, that we need to be addressing with regenerative medicine.
Yeah, because I feel like regenerative is the key word there, because when it comes to treatments for COPD, I think at the moment we don't really have anything that can reverse the damage that happens to the lungs. Is that correct?
That is correct. There is nothing there that can stop or reverse the disease. The only thing that we have currently is something that can eventually slow the disease, the progression of the disease, or linger somewhat the symptoms. But this is, of course, way not what the patient wants. The patient wants a reversal, a cure. And I think we can and we should address that with our knowledge about regenerative medicine.
So let's talk a little bit about it, because the treatment you're working on is actually a bit different. It's obviously stem cell, but it's adult stem cell. So how does that affect how you approach this treatment? Is it quite different? And what would be the key benefits of going in that direction with it?
Yeah, we isolate those cells from adult human beings. So these are adult stem cells. We isolate them from the blood of these people. There are few numbers of these cells present in the blood in every individual. So this is, of course, something that we have in our bloodstream, and that is an added safety aspect of these cells. We can isolate these cells and grow them to large extent. When we use those cells, we intend to take them from the healthy individuals and provide them to the patient then. So that's why we call this therapy allogenic therapy. This is not autologous, but allogenic therapy. And it's an off-the-shelf therapy because we can create a large number of these cells, quite independent actually from donors anymore. And we can store these cells, and we actually have them stored also at refrigerator temperature. That means we can deliver those at refrigerator temperature, stable for 3 weeks, and we can centrally produce these cells and spread them worldwide.
So how would you apply this treatment?
One of the unique features of these cells that relates to stability is the fact that we can nebulize these cells. Their small size allows them to cross the pores of a mesh nebulizer and keep them with all the features that they possess intact. And the individuals can inhale these small droplets that are produced, and we can administer the cells directly to the lung. Now, in the past, there has been attempts to use cell therapy for the treatment of COPD, but this was always through intravenous administration. And intravenous administration is inferior because the cells will be spread everywhere or will be stuck in specific organs. And in the case of SMS cells, indeed, we can administer them directly to the lung and therefore execute a large effect because of that.
Now, where are you currently when it comes to testing the effectiveness of the drug? I believe you're moving to your next phase when it comes to trials.
Yes. When we tested the cells in animals, we achieved a great efficacy. We have had actually 100% restructure formation of air sacs that were damaged in less than 10 days. Currently, we're moving now from preclinical to clinical. We got approval in Australia to move into phase one safety trial. We follow the recommendation of the FDA, and we are using 18 COPD patients, mild to moderate COPD patients. We're going to test the cells for safety on those individuals. At three different levels, at three different number of cells. We're looking also for some efficacy signs using multiple parameters that we will be observing during the treatment of these individuals.
Well, this all sounds very promising. How quickly would you expect this product to become available widely? And would you expect it to become a treatment that's also available in the UK?
Yes. So during the phase one trial, we will produce safety data in human, and then we will take these safety data and apply for expanded access in the United States and worldwide too. And that means we can use those cells for compassionate use applications for individuals at severe stages, for example. And that is way prior to the commercial approval, which may take several years, about 3 years, we suspect. So within several months, we might be able to address some individuals with compassionate use. And we intend to establish biomanufacturing sites that will produce these cells in large quantities. We have observed that SMS cells can be helpful for many indications, also not just COPD, and there is a huge demand for that. The delivery of these cells is quite easy, as I mentioned, because it's an allogeneic off-the-shelf therapy with stable cells that can be delivered easily worldwide. So I hope that we can address many individuals' need for these cells. And that will also depend on the partners that we will have in the near future. We hope that strong partners will provide us with a means of building that production. The production is quite straightforward. There is no genetic engineering involved. It's an economic production. The pricing of this therapy will reflect that. So we will make it possible for many, many individuals to access this therapy at reasonable cost and through the means that are at hand.
Well, Dr. Ramo, you covered a lot of ground today. So if we wanted to find out a bit more about the treatment and the work you're doing, where can we go?
You can go to our website, which is www.smsbiotech.com, and you will find a lot of information over there. We are happy to answer any questions. If you send us an email, we will answer you. We can register any person, patient or doctor, physician or scientist, to receive continuous updates on events and achievements. And we're looking forward for a partnership with patients and doctors worldwide.
Well, Dr. Abdul Kader Ramo from SMS Biotech, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.